folks, hello and welcome to your Indie Wake-Up Call, special Christmas Eve edition.
Woo!
Christmas Eve morn.
Yeah.
As we like to call it around these parts. Mm-hmm. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan.
This is CFRC. It's 101.9 FM.
Yes.
In case you were wondering what those numbers mean on your radio. That's, honestly, I don't know either.
Yeah,
frequency,
I don't know. Yeah.
I guess. FM, frequency modulation.
Yeah. And it goes to different stations. But you want to always basically keep it on this one.
Yeah, so. I don't even know why they install the dials
exactly.
In the cars anymore. There's only one place you need to be.
And I honestly think they should just syndicate CFRC around the world, and
yep.
Everyone should only be allowed to listen to news and music out of Kingston.
I agree.
Probably. And that's my Christmas message for the year. And you know how you get that happening and it create CFRC world domination?
Yeah, complete new world order.
Is to donate to CFRC.
That's right.
Because our funding drive is still running. So,
mm-hmm.
Please.
Yeah, if you would like to combat fake news, please donate to cfrc.ca/donate. You can donate through Queens and get a tax receipt. You can donate right to CFRC and get entered into, I think there's still one more raffle left. For all sorts of goodies from various businesses downtown. And of course, there's always CFRC swag, merch, t-shirts,
coasters, all that
tote
stuff.
Bags, song requests, and anything you could name. Every little bit helps us into 2025, the new year, folks. Getting excited for that.
Wow, doesn't that sound like a fake year?
Yeah.
That's not real.
Yeah.
2025.
No, quarter way through the century. How
wow.
Does that make you feel?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, we're all in it together. Strap in. Christmas
yeah.
Episode. Let's go.
That's right. Yeah, it's Christmas Eve morn. We just heard the Smashing Pumpkins Christmas time. We've got 25 beautiful little indie Christmas songs. You're not hearing your Frosties. You're not hearing your Rudolphs. Although I considered Rudolph by MJ Lenderman, which is not Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but a song about Rudolph getting run over by a car.
Oh, tragic.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't do that.
We didn't
do that.
We're
having
one.
A happy Christmas, everybody.
Yes.
So next up, we're going to play some Kinks.
That's right. This is an all-time classic, folks. It's Father Christmas, Give Me Some Money by the Kinks.
Open my presents and I'd be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. They said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boys. Don't give my brother a Steve Austin outfit. Don't give my sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up. Daddy's job, cause he needs work. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got what I have, a machine gun, so I can scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. Happy South and merry, merry Christmas. But remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Some money, we got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it some noise.
Thank you. cheek and the pillow stink, and there's not a single thing to say it's Christmas Eve or Saint Nicholas. I know I ain't in your list, but if you're listening, I need a bus ticket. I came through Montreal, I lost a lot of dough, could find no honest job, so I did some other ones, got into trouble and I had to run or suffer, and then a long road into a long December. Occurring, no, not a creature stirring. Oh, Saint Stephen, where is your feast when I so sorely need it? When I haven't hardly eaten, but I give my food and drink to see my home again, to see my mother's hand against her apron. Send me a Christian word, send me a southern wind, or send me up to my kin. Hear the boys singing through their drunken grinning. Oh, Jesus, Joseph, Mary, I hear their voices carry me home. If you won't lift me up, then would you send my love back to my home, back to my only shelter, where in the awful weather I will be warm and cool, back to my home.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Hey Rosetta with their song Carry Me Home. Before that, we heard Joni Mitchell, River. And then at the top, we heard The Kinks, Father Christmas. We are doing our holiday special Christmas Eve Morn Indie Wake Up.
Ho, ho, ho.
We are so excited. I am dressed up in my full elf costume.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just... It's good timing. I had my knees taken out by the mob because of gambling debts.
Uh-huh.
But it works out for my elf costume because now I'm short enough to fit into it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. This is the first time hearing. I just saw that you were shorter and I was like, okay, yeah. it must have been a personal choice.
And I appreciated you not asking any questions
exactly.
about that. Yeah. My body, my choice.
I'm supportive. Well, it sounds like it wasn't your choice.
That's true. My body. Uncle Vinny's choice.
Okay. Speaking of Christmas, we've been trying to get into this festive spirit. We've been watching Christmas movies, of course.
Yeah.
Well, actually, not that many Christmas movies. We've been watching a lot of Christmas episodes of TV.
Yes.
But
which is a lost art form, I will say.
Yeah.
These streamers, like, I feel like it'd be so easy to just put together a playlist.
Yeah.
That just, like, amalgamates all of the Christmas episodes of various sitcoms.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what would be on cable normally, and you'd be watching them. But, like, just Netflix, like, wants you to, like, have to have, like, a Wikipedia up so you can, like, scroll through and find what the Christmas episodes are. I'm saying, folks, it's nonsense.
Yeah. No, they literally easily
and it'd be so, that. Yeah, it would be so successful. Like, these companies, they are run by just AI.
Yeah.
Just algorithm. Like, just
one guy in 30 robots.
No thinking man.
Yeah. But that, no. So, if you're the head of Netflix and you're listening, please.
Yeah.
Playlist curation time. But we did watch Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes, the original.
The OG one.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
If you'll allow me.
Yeah.
If It's a Wonderful Life is the most effective piece of socialist propaganda it ever made in America, I feel like the antithesis of it is Miracle on 34th Street. Maybe not the most effective piece of capitalist propaganda. There's been many, many of those.
Yeah.
But it's up there.
Okay, yeah. Just because, like, the department stores are, like, good guys in it?
The department stores are good guys. Like, everyone has, like, goodwill towards the department stores who, like, are nice. And they realize, like, being nice makes people like to shop there more. But mostly because
it's like OG greenwashing.
Yeah. But mostly because, like, they have Saint Nicholas, a little like a holy religious figure in the American, you know, mythology. It just works for Macy's.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and he loves it.
He's totally comfortable and happy, like being a wage slave at a department store.
Yeah. Well, it's a cute movie. I thought all the acting was fun. It's like, what I found interesting is that I usually, if I'm watching like a really old movie, like from the 30s or 40s or something, the only movies that we watch from those eras are like really, really good movies.
Or like masterpieces.
So then I was watching this and I was like, oh, I guess like they had movies in the 40s that were also kind of mid. Like,
Totally.
Like, it was very cute and I can totally see why people watch it every Christmas. It's like a fun holiday movie. There's lots of bad Christmas movies that we watch every year.
Yeah.
But I was just like, this is not on par with like the other
Script is very, like, it's very, everyone's super expository all the time.
Yeah.
But
still good.
Repetitive. And
I'm not a hater. Like,
young
I do
Natalie
like
Wood
it.
Is a talented actress.
Yeah, she's so adorable.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, watch it. It's fun.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Matilda Girl one from the 90s, but I guess I gotta watch that now, too.
Nah, it's good. And the argument that they have in court at the end does not hold water, in my opinion. The argument in this movie is better.
Okay. So, yeah. No spoilers for Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah. We're not going to let you know how they prove that he's Santa, but...
Yeah. Anyway, what do we have up next?
Up next, what do we have? None other than Peach Pit. I never heard this. This song is 6 years old.
Yeah.
It has never crossed my radar somehow.
But I feel like we're like... becoming Peach Pit stands only in the last like 2 years, so you know
this is true, but even still I'm disappointed in myself.
That's fair.
For not knowing about this song. Peach Pit, did I make you cry on Christmas? Well, you deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
You always disappear. You tell me not to call. You tell me not to call. And when the door is closed, you're wearing different clothes or hiding in the paper, pretending not to hear. Inexpensive wine, I buy it all the time. You tell me take it back. You say you'll take a nap, but I can see it now. You always tell me how I could do so much better. You said it in your letter. Did I make you cry on Christmas Day? Did I let you down like every other day. Did I make you cry on Christmas Day? Isn't made, the broken window shade, the radiator's on. I loved you all along, but I can see it now. You always tell me how I could do so much better. You said it in your letter. I stay awake at night after we have a fight. I'm writing poems about you, and they aren't very nice. I didn't mean to yell, I said I couldn't tell. I only grabbed your wrist, or would you rather we kissed? Did I make you cry on Christmas Day? Did I make you cry like every other day?
Tonight's the night I've set my mind not to do too much about it. down, the nights get so cold, and you ignore the smell of mold as you smooth out the folds. You're on your own. You've got no one to please. In a Minnesota city just as bare and as mean as the winter trees. But you'll be damned if you're the one making collect calls on a cold white Christmas in St. Paul. Yeah, it's a cold white Christmas in St. Paul.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Christmas Eve morn edition of your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Cold White Christmas by Cassia Tone for the Painfully Alone. Folks, please listen to Cassia Tone for the Painfully Alone. I'm like the single champion of this band. This band rules. I play this song every December.
Yeah, but you really only play their Christmas songs, so...
All their songs are good. I played other ones on this program.
I guess you have, yeah.
It's a great record. Etiquette, great record. Before that, we heard The Waitresses, Christmas Rapping.
It's one of the best Christmas songs.
Another all-time classic.
Yeah.
And then right at the top, we heard Peach Pit, Did I Make You Cry on Christmas Morning?
No, Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day.
Well, you deserved it.
Thank you.
Okay, so I work with teenagers.
Yes,
if you're
do.
Wondering why I sound like, you know, I talk really badly, that's because I'm eternally stunted from...
No, right. I'm just kidding. You're not erudite like me.
But I had them do a Christmas gingerbread house decorating contest this week. And I have so many thoughts.
Yeah.
Basically, all the teens, there was like 40 of them, and they all like worked in groups to make these gingerbread houses. And then I got the rest of the patrons at the library to like judge, like
vote
basically
on
like, vote
on
who did the best. Yeah. And I had like, I took pictures and stuff. And one of the teams... like had a triple decker, like amazingly sturdy. I made them make it out of graham crackers. So this was like genuinely impressive. Like they had a staircase.
Wow.
It was like
functioning waterfall.
It was super tall. Like they the roof was very structurally sound, but they were a little low on decor because they
sparse.
Ate all of the decor before they could put it on. They were too focused on the engineering.
Yeah.
Whereas another team, theirs was like honestly, structurally not impressive. It was four walls and a little pitched roof. Nothing to sneeze at because it was like extremely difficult to build with the materials I gave them. I really set them up for failure. But then they went all out and they didn't eat any of the candy and they put so much candy on and they won by a landslide. And I was like, what kind of standards are we judging these houses by? The sparse one is much more architecturally difficult to make. Like it obviously took more focus. And this other group, just slap dashed all the candy onto a box and then they won. And I was like, this is not fair.
It speaks a lot to our society. I think we're a society of spectacle.
Yeah.
You know? It's no
I
good.
Was like, what about the good bones, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, we like, no one, it's all like, you know, flashy Rococo nonsense instead of like the austere neoclassical gingerbread houses that we grew up with.
So, yeah, this is just, I don't know. I'm trying to tie it into some argument about like lately when I've been apartment hunting, the places where the apartment itself is really ugly and boring and it's just gray flooring and white walls and it's literally a box and they're like, but you can decorate so much and like look at all this like plants and posters that they put in, and I'm like, but what I'm looking for is the house itself looks cute, you know,
we're a nation of turd polishers.
So exactly this, you know, props to the team that won. You know, like they did make a house and they did decorate it, and apparently it was they had a lot of fans. But
And like there are like, you know, new horizons, I think, for gingerbread architecture that we're headed towards. Like, have you heard of like icing brutalism? Brutalism with cream cheese? Is that anything?
I do, like, we love a brutalism with plants. At Queens, there's a lot of brutalist buildings. Get some more plants in the windows. It will look nice, I promise.
More cream cheese icing in the windows, please. Up next, folks, we've got the band Christmas Must Be Tonight. Here we go.
Come down to the manger, see the little stranger. Wrapped in swaddling, lo, the Prince of Peace. The wheels start turning, torches start burning, and behold, wise men journey from the east. How a little baby boy bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. A shepherd on the hillside, where over my flock I abide. On a cold winter night, a band of angels sing. I heard a voice say, fear not, come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning, praise the newborn King. How a little baby boy bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Saw it with my own eyes, written up in the sky. The wise, simple herdsman, such as I. And then it came to pass, he was. Star that shines on high. How a little baby boy bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light.
graffiti pajamas. It's time for a long winter's nap. There's a knock on the door and a stranger is there. He wants you to sit on his lap. He takes your watch and he gives you a hairbrush. Your wife gets a wig on a chain. He says he can't stay cause he's got a long way to go and it's starting to rain. Christmas is interesting, like a knife in your heart. Christmas is interesting, how it tears you apart. Christmas is interesting, like a stick in your eye. So freaking interesting that it might make you cry. But you'd rather be a dentist. Maybe you're a train with square wheels. Maybe you're a squirt gun that only shoots jam. Now you know how Jesus feels. He is riding a sleigh he calls Rosebud. His mansion is lonely and cold. And he can't remember a pleasant December when he wasn't tired. Like a knife in your heart. Christmas is interesting, how it tears you apart. Christmas is interesting, like a stick in your eye. So freaking interesting that it might make you. So you're drunk and your name is Jimmy Stewart. Once had a wonderful life. Then you lost all your money, you cracked up your car, you yelled at your favorite wife. You go to bed, you wait for Jacob Marley. And he comes to make you feel brave. But under his cloak he is nothing but smoke and a finger that points at your grave. Christmas is interesting, like a knife in your heart. Christmas is interesting, how it tears you apart. Christmas is interesting, like a stick in your eye. It's so freaking interesting that it might make you cry.
Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Christmas is Interesting by Jonathan Colton. Before that, we heard Blossoms, Christmas Eve, Soul Purpose. And right at the top, we heard the band with their song, Christmas Must Be Tonight.
All those songs were great.
Yeah, it's our holiday special. I don't know if you could tell.
Yeah, I love Christmas songs. What can I say? So we were discussing over the break what our most memorable Christmas present is.
Yes.
So, Dean, what was yours?
My most memorable was probably, it was like a foam, like sort of ornithopter-ish, like robot dragonfly, where like
did it have like a flapped remote and like it would actually go up into the sky and
yeah
fly?
It was like a little remote
like
control.
A drone.
Yeah, it was like essentially a drone, but it was like made of foam, with just like little like plastic wings that would flap.
Okay.
And it worked for like 45 minutes and then it landed in the snow and it just would not work anymore.
Oh no.
But in those 45 minutes I was a
you
god.
Were living.
I felt like Paul Atreides.
Yeah, okay, that is a good one. I feel like my funniest Christmas present story is that I feel like I might have told this on the show before, so forgive me, but my parents got me tickets to High School Musical in concert, and the whole cast came except Zac Efron because he was filming Footloose, which he later dropped out of. Sad. But I did not understand, like, tickets. Like, I was not old enough. So my parents, like, had me unwrap, like, a little box. And in it, it was, like, tickets to this thing. And I was like, paper? What the heck is this? Like, this is so lame. Mm-hmm. And then I, like, apparently made no... I was probably, like... 7 or something, and I made like no reaction. And then my parents were like, Megan, like, it's for an event later, like, you get to go. And I was like, cool. And they were like so mad because it was like the most expensive present that they got me that
year.
I was like, all right, like, freaks. I wanted like a Barbie house, but okay. But then the concert was very fun, so my mother was redeemed when she, you know, I was very happy when we actually went to the show. But yeah. So boo Zac Efron for not being there. That was my first concert ever.
Yeah.
But everyone else was great. Thank you, Vanessa Hudgens. And the rest of the...
Corbin Blue.
Oh, yeah. I was going to be like, I don't know their names, but...
Ashley Tisdale.
Okay, go off. What's Ashley Tisdale's brother's...
I don't know.
Is the character Ryan or is the actor Ryan?
The character's name is Ryan.
Okay, and then Vanessa Hudgens' friend. I'm sorry. We'll have to do some Googling.
Because
I know you're really invested.
You're waiting with bated breath to hear what the cast of High School Musical was, I'm sure.
Well, okay.
Was it Christmas is about High School being Musical? Nice,
so think about that.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that,
suppose. No, it wasn't Christmas. It was like in February or something.
Okay.
So... Well, it was just normal themed. It was High School Musical themed. Duh. Okay, what do we have up next?
Up next, we've got a brand spanker from the Bleachers. It's Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call.
Wow. I'm excited.
Here we go.
To the tempo of your outside is the flicker of the street light. You know this moment, don't you? Time is strangely come now, cause everybody's gone. It's just you and your anger. Oh, golden boy, don't act like you were kind. You're mine, but you're awful every time.
Francis last looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou knowest it telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling? Sire, he lives a goodly kins underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. I can go no longer.